century.
本来默默无名的一个导演变得很有名。
So this no-name director became very famous.
叫做《看见台湾》。
And this documentary was called Seeing Taiwan.
很多台湾人从这一部片子里面都从来没有发现过原来台湾这么美这么多样化。
So many natives didn't realize how beautiful Taiwan was until they saw this film.
可惜后来这个导演打算在拍第二部的时候直升机掉下来了离世了。
Unfortunately, as he was about to film a sequel, his helicopter crashed and he died.
从新约的四福音书里面
According to the four Gospels,
我们注意到2000年前，因为这四福音书是记录耶稣当时所言所行。
So the four Gospels records the words and the actions of our Lord Jesus.
我们从这里面的经文发现到耶稣他所看见的世界跟众人。
And from this book, we can understand how Jesus viewed this world and the people.
但是相同的，我们也注意到。他旁边许多不一样的人是怎么在看耶稣的
？Well, we could also get to see how others viewed Jesus.
我们先来看两节经文，再来思考一下。
So let's look at two verses.
请看约翰福音一章二十九节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Verse 29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
请教大家，这里是谁看见耶稣？
So, question, who is seeing Jesus right here?
施洗约翰，对不对？
It is John the Baptist.
他看到这个耶稣是除去世人罪孽的神的羔羊。
So he sees Jesus as the one who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb of God.
我们继续再来看约翰福音六章十九节。
Let's continue with chapter 6, verse 19.
十九节，门徒摇橹约行了十里多路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。Amen.
So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid.
请问大家是谁看见了耶稣？
So question, who is seeing Jesus right here?
门徒。
The disciples.
我们刚刚看到两节经文，其实都是在跟随耶稣的，有没有？
So in these two passages, people are following Jesus.
可是两个看的完全不一样，有没有发觉？
But what they see is different.
后面这一节还是门徒看的。
So in the second passage, the disciples are seeing.
这个门徒这个时候看了，把他当成鬼怪了，害怕。
They saw him as a ghost and they were afraid.
请教各位，我们今天来到教会到底要看什么呢？
So what are we here to see at church today?
我们当然要看我们的弟兄姐妹。
We're here to see our brothers and sisters, of course.
但是更重要的，我们也是要来看到耶稣啊。
And more importantly, we are here to see Jesus Christ.
有人一眼就看出了真正的耶稣。
And some people can see Jesus' true nature immediately.
有人却看错了耶稣。
And other people mistake him.
我们利用接下来短短差不多四十分钟上下的时间，也要。希望能够更完整、深刻的看到这位耶稣。
So let us use the next 40 minutes or so to have a clear view of Jesus Christ.
第一部分我先带大家看过五节经节。
So let's first look at five different passages.
请看马可福音三章五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
你们要是不方便翻，就看上面的荧幕就好了。
And if it's difficult to turn to the passages. You could just look at the screens.
马可福音三章，三章五节。
Mark chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 5.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，又求他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。请问大家，你看见耶稣在这里怎么样
？So what is Jesus doing here?
好像不高兴，对不对
？He looks unhappy.
我们再来看马可福音十章十四节。
That's
Mark
chapter 10 verse 14.
耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。” Amen. 在这里，大家又看见耶稣怎么样
？Here, what are they seeing? People seeing Jesus doing right here?
有点生气啊。
He looks displeased.
我们等一下再来。做结论啊，我们看马可福音八章十二节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 12.
马可福音八章十二节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 12。
耶稣心里深深的叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。诶，你们看到耶稣怎么样？
So what is Jesus doing here?
这一节我想告诉大家，有时候我们很羡慕2000年前在耶稣身边的那些人。
So sometimes we long to be the people who were actually around Jesus when he was on earth.
第一个，耶稣在身边。
Because Jesus would be right there.
第二个，他们亲眼看见，亲手摸到。
And they got to be eyewitnesses and experience him.
可是你知道吗？其实我们比2000年前他身边的人有很大的优势。
But we are actually in a better position in some ways.
比如十二节，如果你把前半节拿掉，你只听到当时在耶稣这边只听到耶稣讲的话。
Because if we look at verse 12, and if we only hear what Jesus says.
你知道同样一句话有很多不同的表达方式吗？
Now, there's different ways of saying the same thing.
耶稣可能讲这句话是很急的，比较生气的，或者是比较苦的，我们不晓得哪一种啊。
So we don't know if he's saying this in anger or sadness or frustration.
所以为什么2000年前在耶稣身边的这些人听到耶稣讲话，常常还不了解耶稣真正要表达的意思？
So this
能够理解吗？
So can you understand why?People at the time of Jesus might not have understood what he was trying to say.
今天在座的各位，我们的优势是什么？
优势。
我们比他们更好的地方在哪里？
So how are we better off than these people?
你看十二节前面直接就告诉你耶稣心里的感受，这个是站在他身边的人看不到的，能够理解吗？
Because we get the description that Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit, that people around him didn't know this.
这是心理世界啊，直接圣灵告诉你耶稣是这样感觉的。
Because the Spirit is telling us that Jesus was sighing in his spirit.
你那时候站在他身边听这句话，你不一定知道他是这样感觉，搞不好完全相反，以为他生气。
On the other hand, the people who were standing there and hearing what he was saying had no clue what he was feeling. They might have just thought he's angry.
我们读圣经有好多优势啊。
So there's many great benefits to reading the
Bible. 我们可以知道灵界里面跟心理层面的神告诉我们的。
Because we can know what the spirit is feeling or saying.
然后我们在这里看到拉回来，看到耶稣怎么样了。
So what do we see Jesus doing here?
他心里面在叹息。
We see that he is sighing deeply in his spirit.
我们继续看路加福音十章二十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
路加福音十章二十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”好，我们专注在二十一节前半节。
So let's look at the first part of verse 21.
我们看到耶稣怎么了？
What is Jesus doing?
他欢乐。
He rejoices.
那我再请教在座各位，你们跟耶稣这么久了，你觉得耶稣高兴的时候会不会哈哈大笑？
So you, as believers in Jesus Christ, will Jesus laugh when he is happy?
哦，对耶，你们很诚实。我看到一两个人在摇头。我在台湾问啊，一大堆人摇头。
So you're very honest. Some of you are shaking your head. When I ask this question in Taiwan, everyone's shaking their heads.
那我再问一句，你们觉得耶稣会不会开玩笑？不是戏笑，妄语戏笑哦，会不会开一点玩笑？
So,
无伤大雅的。
Another question for you: Would Jesus make a joke?
哎，传道圣经没写，你怎么可以这样讲
？And well, we can say what the pastor Bible doesn't say. So how can you say this?
我一直在想象2000年前，如果我在他身边的话，我是怎么跟着他的
？So I sometimes think if I was alive 2000 years ago and one of his followers, what would I be thinking?
那所以，当彼得如果在他身边说：“哎呀，老师，你看那一条鱼的脸长得好像我。”耶稣说：“开玩笑，下地狱，这样子吗
？”So I think Peter one day was said, you know, caught a fish and said, "Hey, that fish looks like me." And would Jesus say, "Why are you joking? You should go to hell."
所以耶稣很高兴的时候不能哈哈大笑，是这样子吗
？So is it true that even though when Jesus is happy, he can't laugh?
我就是要引导大家想，所以在我们的形象当中，耶稣永远只能微笑，还不能超过45度，会犯罪的、哦。
So in our the way we envision Jesus is he someone who can only give a smile, small smile and not a big smile?
我们请看约翰福音十一章，继续再来想。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章的三十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 33.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。三十四节。
34.
便说：“你们把他安放在哪里？”他们回答说：“请主来看。”三十五节，耶稣哭了。我想请问大家，耶稣哭会不会哭得很惨？哭得很大声，捶胸顿足的，会不会这样子？
So another question: when Jesus weeps, is he full out bawling or in you know hitting his chest?
哦，看到好多人摇头，可见你们没有研究过希伯来书。
So many people are shaking their heads. So apparently you haven't met the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书，我们不要翻了，时间不够。我今天要翻太多经节哈。
So there's a lot of verses we're looking at.
希伯来书，他大声哀哭。
In the book of Hebrews, he says he wailed and he wept.
我现在就是要告诉他，他笑也不能哈哈笑，他哭也不能大声哭。那你们心目中的耶稣是像雕像一样吗？在欧洲教堂里面刚烧掉的圣母院里面那个一样吗？
So in your vision of Jesus Christ, if he is someone who cannot laugh freely and someone who cannot weep bitterly, then is he like a statue that we see in Notre Dame?
我带大家看到经节，你们可以回去再翻，你们发觉到耶稣其实不是我们想象的那样，他跟我们生活在一起，跟我们一样是人，他是完全的神，是完全的人。你要去体会这一句。
So if we look back at the passages that we just read, you'll notice that he is fully man and he is fully God.
我发觉，尤其是我们东方系统的人哈，哎，你知道我们教会里面常常讲要灵修，有没有？
So our Bible often talks about spiritual cultivation.
我不晓得这边会不会常常办灵修会。我们台湾一天到晚在搞灵修会啊。
Because in Taiwan, we frequently have these spiritual cultivation seminars.
有没有听过灵修？
You know what it means to spiritual
cultivate your spirit? 属灵的长进要灵修嘛。
That you need to mature your spirit.
传福音的技巧各方面，这个都是进修进修会嘛。
And we need to continue to learn and cultivate our ability.
那我想请问大家，灵修的目标是什么？
So what is the purpose and goal of spiritual cultivation?
基督徒灵修的目标是什么？
What is the goal of spiritual cultivation?
我不能讲太慢，因为时间不够了。
So I can't speak too slowly because we have no time.
我发觉我们的灵修目标哦，比较像佛教的得道高僧。
So for us, spiritual cultivation is like the Buddhist trying to achieve nirvana.
什么叫得道高僧？你知道吗？喜怒不形于色。
So we can't grieve and we can't be too happy.
要不受情绪影响的，哭不能太伤心，高兴也不能太高兴，这样子。
That we can't be overcome by our own emotions, so we can't laugh too loudly and we can't grieve too greatly.
是这样子吗？
Is that right?
我们的灵修目标是那一种星云法师或者正言法师这样子吗？
Is that the purpose of spiritual cultivation?
你知道他们为什么不受影响吗？
Do you know why those
他们灵修目标是要断绝七情六欲，脱离六道轮回啊！翻不出来就算了啦哈。他们叫做出家人呐、
啊。Oh, so the Zen masters are able to achieve what they achieve because they are able to separate their emotions.
你知道为什么他们要出家，离开家庭
？And they have to leave, depart from their family.
他把这些关系都断掉，才能比较不受影响、啊。
Because the only way they cannot be affected by these people is if they break their relationship.
主耶稣怎么教我们
？But what does Jesus Christ teach?
你们要成为世上的光，世上的盐，还记得吗
？That you need to be the salt and the light of this world.
这个灯点着了，不是要藏在斗底下，是要放在灯台上。要照亮全家的人呢、啊、
That the light that we have is not to be hidden, but that it should be let out so that it can shine on the whole our family.
所以一个基督徒不能过着修士般的生活，而是要入世去关怀、去体会、去实行真理的、
啊。So a Christian should not be living a life of a recluse, but rather we have to be out there living what we learn, we know.
我不知道你们灵修目标是谁啊？我很清楚我的灵修目标叫做耶稣，他是我的终极目标，我自己啊。
So I don't know what your goal of spiritual cultivation is, but for me, my goal is to be like Jesus Christ.
可是刚才看到的经文，耶稣会不会生气
？So if you look at, but if you look at the passages, does Jesus ever get angry?
我先讲哦，我不是鼓励基督徒情绪化，不要有这个错误结论。我马上要讲真正的结论是什么
？But just the caveat, I'm not saying that Christians should be emotional.
我是说，当你能够看透真正灵修的目标，你才会去尊重每一个人，释放自己，也会包容大家，你懂吗
？But rather, when you understand the purpose of spiritual cultivation, then you can be, you can grow yourself, and you can also be more understanding.
你不会看到这个传道哈哈大笑，就觉得灵修不好。
So that you won't see a pastor who is laughing loudly and thinking he's not.
然后看到那个执事哭得很惨，就说：“哎，这个信仰有问题。
”Or if someone is crying bitterly, oh, that person has a problem with their faith.
然后改天啊，你在 超级市场遇到我在那边逛街，哦，这个赖传道你看就是比不上梁传道了，还会出来逛街啦。
Or if one day we go out and you see me shopping, you could say, oh, this Pastor Lai is no better than Pastor Liang, because he wouldn't go shopping.
哎，我们自我想象的灵修的终极目标到底是什么？
So,
我们看看耶稣啊。
So what is our goal of spiritual cultivation? We should look at Jesus Christ.
我们不是那种离群所居的得道高僧，不要搞错了。
It's because we are not achieving some higher level of Zen.
我带大家看到的耶稣会不会生气？
Okay, let's see, will Jesus Christ ever get angry?
会啊，所以你当看见旁边的人有情绪的时候，你要包容，要赦免。不是说他灵修不好，这样懂吗？要不你会说耶稣灵修不好啊。
So if you see someone getting angry, you shouldn't say, "Oh, that person has a poor spirit," but rather that you should embrace them and protect and you know care for them.
我还没有带大家看耶稣翻桌子的那个经文呢，对不对
？And we haven't even gone to the passage where Jesus Christ actually like flipped tables.
那个要是做一次，我这个传道大概不用做了。
Because if I ever did such a thing, I probably can't be a pastor anymore.
请大家再深入，我不是鼓励大家情绪化，但是你要看出人是什么样子。
But I'm not encouraging everyone to be overly emotional, but we have to see the humanness.
耶稣为什么生气？因为他觉得人心冥顽不化。
So why did Jesus grow angry?
耶稣会不高兴，因为他看到教了这么久的门徒还自作主张，不理解他的心。
Because he is very frustrated by how he spent so much teaching his disciples, and yet they do not understand his heart.
耶稣为什么叹气？
Why did he sigh?
因为他看到人总是往错误的方向奔跑，还自以为行得正。
Because he kept seeing people go, run towards the wrong direction and yet think they were doing what is right.
我相信的耶稣，我相信他会哈哈大笑的啦。
So I believe in Jesus Christ and I think he can laugh loudly.
对，他会快乐是因为他看到神的旨意彰显出来了。
Because he can be happy when he sees the will of God being played out.
耶稣会哭。
He can cry.
希伯来书直接记载他大声哀哭，哭得很惨。
The book of Hebrew records how he wept bitterly.
他不是那种无声的啜泣，好不好
？He is not someone who fumes in silence.
他为什么哭？因为他怜悯周边的人，总是迷惘在生活的困顿与罪恶的打击里面。
Because he sees how people are bound by sin and wrongdoing.
我们看见的耶稣有喜怒哀乐。
So we see Jesus express all different emotions. That he grieves and he worries.
这就是我们的主啊。
That is our Lord Jesus.
他是完全的神，也是完全的人子。
He is absolute God, but he is completely a man.
但是他不像我们总是考虑自己跟自己家族的事。
But he isn't only concerned with himself and his own family.
我们看到他的感受总是为了身边这一切他所关心所爱的人，有没有发现？
And he is.Instead, he is always concerned with those who are around him.
这位关爱世人，与人同乐同哭的耶稣。
So this is a Jesus who loves man and will grieve and rejoice with his fellow people.
就像罗马书十二章第五节，不要翻了，说要我们与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。这一节还记得吗
？Remember in the book of Romans, there's a passage saying that we should rejoice with those who are rejoicing and grieve with those who grieve.
耶稣自己做到了，我们呢
？Jesus Christ does this, do we?
我们有成为一个这样同理心的圣徒吗
？Are we someone who shares a heart with our people, the people around us?
我们来看第二段哈。
Let's look at another passage.
我们请看马太福音八章二十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23.
马太福音八章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 23.
我小弟读到二十四哈。
In verse 24.
二三，耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。海里突然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。Amen。大家看见耶稣怎么样了
？So what is Jesus doing here？
耶稣上了船，对不对
？He got on a boat、
哦。耶稣睡着了。
And he fell asleep。
我问大家，如果假设你是这个时候，两千年前这个时候这些门徒啊
？So if you were one of these disciples。
好，你现在跟主耶稣做完了一天的圣工，心里很踏实。
And you have done a whole day of holy work, and now you're facing death.
然后耶稣叫你上了船，哎，你的预期心理是什么
？And what was your heart at this point?
我想我可能会说啊，终于可以休息了，对不对？摇来摇去跟摇篮一样，多好啊
！Or when you get on the boat, you might think, okay, finally rest. It's like
然后休息，大家聊天，吃一点食物，喝一点水，睡一觉。明天就到目的地啦。
That we can eat a little, rest a little, chat a little, and by the next day we'll get to our destination.
而且有更好的事情，就是耶稣在我们身边，有什么好怕的
？And Jesus Christ is right here with us, what do we have to fear?
你会不会羡慕他们？
Wouldn't we want to be them?
应该有人会羡慕。
I'm sure some of you do.
妥当了吗？
Of course.
我请教大家在想到我们，我们上了船了吗？
So have we gone on this boat?
诶，我们真耶稣教会是末世得救的方舟，有没有听过这个？末世属灵的方舟，
Remember,
有听过吗？
Our true Jesus Church is the Latter-day Ark.
对呀、啊，你受洗信主，你已经上了这条船呐、啊，
have,
末世方舟啊。
We have believed and gone baptized, so we have gone on to this ark.
这是主耶稣亲自建的。
It was established by Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣在这里面跟我们同在。
He is here with us.
借着圣灵。
And through the Spirit.
好，那所以我们出信的时候都会这样想：我信了主了，我妥当了嘛。
And when we first come to believe, we may think, well, we believe in him now, so we are good.
那当你觉得妥当的时候，发生什么事情？
But what happens when we think we are good?
大风大浪来了。
There is a great storm and tempest.
哎，不对哦，耶稣在船里，所以这艘船是不会动的。管他大风大浪，这个船都不会动，是这样子吗？
So is it true that if there's, even though there's a tempest outside, as long as Jesus Christ is in the boat, then the boat won't move?
没有，经文告诉你，这个船啊，摇晃的厉害。水一直灌进来，甚至快要沉啦、啊！有没有发觉
？No, the boat rocked to the point the waves were coming in. It was about to sink.
跟你想象的不一样啊
！Completely different from what you
think. 怎么会晃得这么厉害呢？怎么会水打进来快要沉了呢？不是主在这条船上吗
？How can there be so much tossing and so much tumult? Isn't Jesus Christ on this boat?
对的，你进到这末世的方舟，一样会遇到这种事。经文在告诉你这样子。
And the Bible is telling us that even though we have entered the ark of the latter day, similar things will still happen.
我们以为有主在身边，主在船上，这个船绝对没问题。
We sometimes think that as long as Jesus Christ is on the boat, that nothing will happen to the boat.
现况是。现实中的遭遇会打击到让你吓得快要死。
But then reality faces you, and then you're scared to death.
我问大家，你们现在要想象出一幅画面来啊。
So let's picture this.
你们要画一幅画，就是这一艘船在风浪当中，船上其他门徒在做什么的一幅画。
So the ship is currently being tossed in your picture. What are the disciples doing?
啊，我想象了哈，有没有人可能在那边一直要拉帆？
So I think there's probably someone trying to hold on to the sail.
有没有可能有人跪在那里一直拼命在呼叫在祷告？
Probably someone is praying desperately.
啊，都没有哦，你们都不祷告的。
No? Oh,
遇到这种状况都不祷告、哦。
So you don't pray when you face this disaster?
有啊，一定还会有几个人跪在那里拼命呼求神啊救啊，对不对？
There's probably a couple of people kneeling down and praying for God's salvation.
然后可能有几个很用心的一直在舀水要舀出去啊。
And then there are a couple of people trying to get the buckets of water out.
然后可能还有人已经趴在床边吐得要死，连胆汁都吐出来了。
And then there are some people who are vomiting overboard.
很苦啊。
It's all very bitter.
然后还有一种人这里写的，在拼命摇耶稣，耶稣赶快起来，有没有
？And then there's the last group of people who are trying to shake Jesus awake.
啊，这个画面出现了没有
？Can you see this?
我们在生命当中遇到类似的打击，会不会也有这些反应
？When we face such trials, this is how we react.
有拼命靠自己的，有拼命在动作的，有拼命在祷告的，还有拼命在摇耶稣的。
So there are some who are busy working, you know, trying to find a solution. Some who are busy praying. Some who are busy trying to shake Jesus up.
啊，那我问大家，耶稣起来有没有夸奖那个把他摇起来的
？So when Jesus was awakened, did he praise the person that was waking him up?
他说什么
？What does he say?
我不要再讲了，这不太好听哎。
Because I don't want to say, because it's not very good.
哎，不对啊！我把你摇起来，这是我的信心啊。
Or the person will say, "Well, but it's my by faith I am waking you up."
我想问大家，为什么耶稣在那种状况之下，他还睡得着
？So how was Jesus able to sleep in such a situation?
我告诉你为什么，因为耶稣早就知道他不可能死在这里，你了解吗
？Because Jesus Christ knew for sure that he would not die at this moment.
他早就知道他什么时间要用什么方式死掉了。我不可能死在这船上这湖里，那干嘛害怕
？He knew that he was not going to die at this point at this time. So what is there to fear?
就是这样子。如果我们心里的平安怎么来的？我前两天提到。
So a couple of days previously, I had talked about where does our peace come from?
平安要有个基础叫做信心。
The foundation of peace is faith.
信心要有个基础叫做神的话语。
And the foundation of faith is the word of God.
我请教大家，神有没有告诉我们最后最重大的事情了
？So has God told us what is most important?
你们都是先知哦，你们要知道，
we are all
你们都是先知哦。
Remember?
你们都比外面的人要早知道未来最后会发生的事，有没有？
You already know before others what will happen.
最后主耶稣会率着众天使从天再临，死了的人会复活跟他一起来，还没有死被提到半空中，还记得吗？帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Remember what happened in Revelation, right? Those who, you know, there will some be carried up to heaven with him.
有没有？然后末日审判会进行，
and there will also be judgment.
然后这旧天地会卷起来，
and the heavens and earth that
we know
of will hold up, and the new heaven and earth will come.
你们知道这些事情吧？
You know all this, right?
知道嘛，对不对？好啊，那所以你怕什么？
So what do you have to fear then?
可是我们还是会被前面的风浪吓得要死。
But we are still scared in the face of our the tempest before us.
有人曾经我说，哎，你们基督教不是说先知吗？那来传道，你告诉我那个。明后天那个道琼指数啊，是会涨还是会跌？我要做空跟做多。
So someone once asked me, well, since you're Christians and you're supposed to be prophets, right? Then can you tell me what will happen to the Dow average in the next 2 days?
你告诉我，我一年之后会不会平安？我十年之后状况怎么样
？So can you tell me if I will still have peace in the next year? What will happen to me in 10 years?
我会很有礼貌的告诉他，哎，谢谢你来问我，但是我告诉你，这种小事情我不屑讲。
So I will say thank you for asking me, but these are little matters, so I will not.Speak more of it.
神为什么不让我们知道这些？因为这些都是小事情啊。
Why doesn't Jesus Christ let us know about these things? It's because it's all trivial.
他已经把最后最重要的事告诉我们了。
He's already told us what is most important and what will ultimately happen.
其他都是小事情，即使我们认为这是不得了的大事。
Everything else that we think may be so important is actually trivial.
耶稣睡得着就是这个缘故。
And that is why Jesus Christ was able to
sleep. 就像诗篇里面所想的，你看，就像断过奶的孩子躺在母亲的怀中，有没有他现在这个状态
？So the way he is here is like how it's depicted in the book of Solomon, how a infant that is weaned on mother's breast.
各位，如果这艘船里面有出现一种人，可能会得到耶稣的称赞。
So in this boat, there may be one type of people who might actually be praised by him.
就是当船摇得这么厉害，旁边的人一直做其他动作的时候。他看到耶稣在那边睡啊，效法他。耶稣，我躺在你身边，跟你一起睡。
It will probably be that person who, in spite of the chaos that is around him, sees Jesus Christ and says, "Let me sleep with you."
哎，哪有传道勉励说我们要效法耶稣睡觉的
？So has there ever been a pastor who would encourage you to sleep?
我们要效法耶稣做圣工，效法耶稣祷告，效法耶稣听神的话。
So we should always follow in his example and listen to his word and follow an example in his actions.
但是现在我要勉励你们，在生命当中的某些阶段，你要效法耶稣睡觉。
But here I
我再解释一下。
Here I encourage you in some instances you should follow in Jesus' example of going to sleep.
我说效法耶稣睡觉不是说懒惰不做的意思，不是肉体上的。
So when I say to you that you should sleep, I'm not saying that you should become lazy andphysically sleep.
而是在你的心灵跟灵魂的内处，尤其你遇到人生的苦难跟折磨的时候。
But rather when you are facing trials and tribulations, and so in your heart.
那个时候啊，有些人会拼命的一直祷告，祷告求神赶快来解决；有些人会拼命的摇耶稣啊，赶快啊，我需要你啊。
Some people will zealously pray and ask God to help him, or someone will try to shake Jesus Christ and say, "Help me now."
但是你这个时候能够效法耶稣，因为有平安在内心里面休息睡一段时间吗
？But can you follow Jesus' example of having peace in your heart and taking this time to rest and sleep？
那就像大卫所讲的，既然是出于你的，我就默然不语。那个默然是默到心里面去了，我连想都想也没有用啊，就出于你呀、啊。
Because besides you, there's no other way. So what else do we have to think about？
这样理解吗？你有看见这样的耶稣吗
？Do you see Jesus in this way？
你有看见睡觉的耶稣也愿意在某些时候这样效法他吗
？Do you see the sleeping Jesus and are you willing to follow in his lead in some instances？
我们来看第三，我们请看马太福音四章一到二节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 and 2。
马太福音四章一到二节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 and 2。
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探、第二节他禁食40昼夜后来就饿了、Amen、 接下来这段经文，我们很多领会者会跟大家分享耶稣怎么去面对这一段试探，胜过这一段试探的。
So when we read this passage, we usually are encouraged about to follow his example of how he faces a challenge. A
但是我今天用，因为剩下十分钟，我要赶快把剩下三段讲。我只 focus 在他什么状况之下开始试探的。
So we only have 10 minutes left, so we're only focus on.In under what circumstances is Jesus tested?
我先举小弟先举出两种人、哦、
So there are two types of people.
这种人是又不来聚会，又不重视真理。
So there's one group of people who don't ever come to church service and don't really care about the truth.
有圣灵又不求圣灵充满。
They have the Holy Spirit, but they never pray for the fullness of it.
也没有任何圣工。
And they don't do any holy work.、
啊、这种人，你觉得他容不容易受魔鬼试探
？Do you think this person will be easily tested by Satan？
好、哦，那另外一种人完全相反哦。
And then there's this other group of people who are completely different.
他花很多时间祷告，他又敬虔。
They spend lots of time praying and they're very zealous.
他做很多圣工。
They do lots of holy work.
他时常求圣灵充满。
They frequently pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
你们觉得这两种人哪一种比较容易受魔鬼试探
So which group will be tempted by Satan more often?
你们已经被我问到很精了，对不对？说这个里面有陷阱。
So I've asked so many questions. You're aware this is a trap.
如果一般我们认为是前面这种人嘛
？So if you know, most people say it's the first group.
我们华人有一句话叫做“知己知彼，百战百胜”，知道自己，知道对方。战争才会胜、啊。
So, this is a Chinese saying that if you are self-aware, then you will always achieve victory.
所以我常常在设想，如果我是魔鬼宣教部的话，我要怎么去规划我的宣教动作
？So I was thinking if I was working for Satan, then how would I do his work?
因为我们要定战略，破他的那个战局嘛。
Because we have to find tricks.
我告诉你，前面这种人，我不会派我的部下去浪费时间跟资源的。
I wouldn't waste my troop with the first group of people.
因为他上天国的几率太小了，早晚到我这边报道，我干嘛去做工啊
？Because those people are going to have a hard time going to heaven anyway. They'll come out eventually, so there's no need to put effort.
所以这种人会过得很顺的，你晓得吗？很顺，诗篇说好像滑地呀、啊。
So those people will live a very smooth life. It will be a slow coast downhill.
我会指挥大家去攻击后面这种人，你要了解哦。
So I would ask my troop to attack the other group.
这就是为什么耶稣，你看。他在圣灵最充满的时刻有没有
？So this is why when Jesus Christ is at his has the most spirit.
他最顺服被神引导到旷野，他到旷野做什么
？When he has been led by the Spirit to the wilderness.
他要专心亲近神，领受神的旨意。
When he is there to receive the Spirit and to receive God's instruction.
你看他四十昼夜的禁食，那是神迹啊，那是付出。
He fasted for 40 days. That is a miracle.
在他圣灵最充满、最顺服、最付出的时候。魔鬼来了，有没有看到
？So when he have given the most to be filled with the Spirit, that is when Satan comes.
现在的弟兄姐妹不要疑惑。
So do not be deceived.
不要有外面那种太简单的思考方式。哇，所以你看，他不信耶稣也很好啊。我们信耶稣的怎么遭遇这些事情
？Do not be deceived and think, well, that person doesn't seem to believe and he's fine. Then why is this happening to us?
对呀、啊，我是魔鬼宣教部部长，我现在就把你 confused， 我成功了。
So if I am the head of Satan's troop, then I am confused, purposely confused.
对，就是因为我们是会进天国的，才会遭遇这种阻碍。
So
Satan 就是阻挡嘛。
So it is those who are on their way to heaven that will be opposed.
耶稣他也这样遭遇的，我们也是。
So if Jesus is being opposed here, then so are we.
经文说，我们受患难原是命定的。
So it is a given that we will face tribulation.
彼得前书五章十节又告诉我们，等我们战胜苦难之后，他必要亲自成全我们。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, it tells us that we will surely face tribulation and then we will be rewarded.
将来有无比荣耀的冠冕要赐给我们。
And there will be a crown of glory for us.
这是我们看到耶稣他遭遇的，我们是他的学生。是他的门徒，也跟他会有一样的遭遇，
Jesus,
要心理准备。
So Jesus faced this, so we must be prepared to face it as well.
好，时间关系，我们来看最后一点就好了。
So let's look at one last point.
马太福音九章十八节到十九节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 and 19.
另外一点讲不完，就以后再讲。马太福音九章十八十九。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 and 19.
耶稣说这话的时候，有一个管会堂的来拜他说：“我女儿刚才死了，求你去按手在她身上，她就必活了。”十九节， 耶稣便起来跟着他去，门徒也跟着去。 Amen。 大家看一看，看见耶稣在做什么。
So what is Jesus doing here?
我们常说我们是主的羊，主是我们的大牧人，对不对？
So we often say that we are his sheep and he is our shepherd。
那我问大家，约翰福音又说羊会听主人的声音。
And it is also said that the sheep will listen to the call of
the shepherd. 很多经文都说我们要效法主，跟随主，有没有？
That we need to follow his lead and to listen to him.
所以这个大牧人应该是走在羊群之后，让羊群自己走，还是他在羊群之前带领羊群走？
So does the shepherd lead by standing in front of the herd, or does he follow them?
以我们的判断，应该是他走在前面，我们在后面跟着他走，对不对？
So,We would think that he would be in the front and the sheep would follow him.
我现在要讲一个问题，这么多年来我常常听到一些同龄跟我反映。
But I have a question because many people have reflected to me.
他们一样常常来聚会，一样常常来祷告，但是会跟我说。
That they come to church regularly and pray regularly, and yet they say.
传道，我好久没有感受到主的同在。
Pastor, it's been a long time since I've felt God's abidance.
他很诚实哦。
He's very honest.
我在需要的时候处在哪里？
Where is God in my time of need?
很诚实哦。
This is very honest.
信很久了，常常来祷告，就是说我都感受不到主的同在，所以要讲到流眼泪啊。
The person has believed for a long time and yet she feel they speak in tears. Where is God?
对，因为我们很习惯跟着耶稣走。
Because we are used to following Jesus.
那所以我们常常在强调说，当你遇到事情了，难过了，你要常常跪下来，一直祷告，一直祷告。
And we often say, if you face a trial, then you should kneel down and pray.
可是当祷告一结束说阿们的时候，他们很诚实的告诉我主在哪里。
But
我感受不到啊。
They pray, they see Amen, and they honestly say, I don't feel him.
我告诉你主在哪里。
Let me tell you where he is.
但是我先告诉你一个秘密，你们知道。主耶稣为什么拣选我当传道吗？
But let me tell you a secret first. Why did God choose me to be a pastor?
这个下午见证我不会讲这一部分，但是我现在先告诉你我自己的体会啊。
Let me tell you my personal experience.
因为我这个人思想太复杂，
because,
而且心不单纯。
Because I am not innocent and I have a very complicated mind.
我不像其他传道前辈同工，他们很多感谢主，真的比我好太多了。
I am not like the other pastors, they who are much better than I am.
我这种人，照我自己的判断，很容易下地狱。
In my own judgment, I am someone who could easily go to hell.
因为我都往坏的方面想，而且我都是很怀疑的。
Because I always look at the negative side of things, and I'm always suspicious.
我告诉你，我要是不当传道的话，我早就不来教会了，
because,
还站在这里。
Because if I were not a pastor, I would have stopped going to church long ago.
但是主耶稣爱我，他知道这个家伙啊。没有用一个方法，他将来没办法得救。
But it's because Jesus Christ loves me and knows that this man, if this is not the way, then he would not be saved.
所以他把传道这个神圣的职分套在我的生命里面。
So he has put this title of pastor on me.
让我在最不想讲道的时候，还必须上来讲给自己听。
So that when I least want to share a sermon, I still have to speak for myself.
让我在信心低落到根本不想祷告的时候，还要出来跪在第一排跪给你们看。
That when I am at my lowest point, I don't want to pray.I have to be in the front of the chapel and pray in front of before you.
好啊，就是因为我是这样子。
And because I am like this.
我告诉你，就是说我在当传道当，我也常常感受不到神。
Because even as a pastor, I often don't feel God.
我跟你讲，真的感受。可是为什么我现在要讲这么大声？我到哪里都会去，我到哪里去会遇到耶稣，你晓得吗
？But do you know where I can meet God?
你们有没有看到刚才那个经文？哎。本来应该带领众人的耶稣，他现在起来跟着人走了。你看十九节是不是这样写的
？But here, if you look at the passage, now Jesus, who is the one who is supposed to be the leader here, Jesus arose and followed the people.
牧人走在前面，他竟然常常起来跟着某些羊走。你要注意了哦，关键在这里哦。
So he is supposed to be the shepherd, the one who is leading, yet he is the one following.
你没有读出来吗
？Did you see this?
我请问你，耶稣常常会跟着哪些人走
？Who does Jesus use frequently?
他本来该带人走的，现在他起来跟人走了。
He is supposed to be the one who leads, and yet he arises to follow.
跟那些又困苦对他有盼望的。
He follows those who are facing hardship but are full of hope.
那些孤儿寡妇
，the orphans and the widows.
那些社会低阶层快 活不下去的。
The people who could barely survive in this world.
那些很期待从神得到平安跟恩典的。
The people who long for peace in the Lord.
我告诉你，就是这些人啊，耶稣会到那里去哦。
That is they are who Jesus goes to.
哎，你们知道我们抓不住神的行踪啊，你连美国总统的行踪现在去哪里都不知道啊。
It is very hard to know the whereabouts of our Jesus Christ. It's even hard to know where our president is.
我告诉你，就这样。我常常感觉不到神，但是我不得已又出去必须访问台湾，一个上午要访问三四户啊。
So even though I don't know where, I don't feel where, know where Jesus is, and yet I still have to go out to visit maybe three or four families in the mornings.
我常在那里看到神迹，我常在那里看到恩典。
And there,
就去访问的时候。
And there I see miracles and I see His grace.
我自己都吓一跳，为什么我叫了半天耶稣都不来找我？耶稣在这里呀、啊、
！And I am always shocked because I feel like I pray and yet I don't see God. But when I go there, that's where I see Him.
我在单录几分钟，我讲一个见证哦。有一天，我住一个地方教会，负责人跟我讲说，有个老姐妹几天没来了。
So once I was at a particular church and the council member said, "There's a sister who hasn't been to church in a few days."
去找她好不好？我说好啊，因为她家在教会附近，为什么没有来呢？
And she lives really close to church, so let's go visit her.
我们按电铃按了半天，后来她先生快80岁了，出来开门。
So we kept ringing the doorbell, and finally the husband, who was 80 some years old,
本来都是她出来开门的，她先生中听啊。
Now the husband is hard of ear hearing.
她先生出来开门说：“哎，你太太呢？”
So we asked, "Where's your wife?"
躺在里面起不来啦。
She's lying in bed and can't get up.
哎呦，怎么会这样子呢？那我们进去看她。
Let's go see her.
她真的躺在床上，连坐都坐不起来。
So she was bedridden, she couldn't even sit up.
然后问她为什么
？And we asked why.
她说今天、昨天刚我女儿带我去医院，哎呦，她说医生说我 heart failure, 心脏衰竭，你晓得吗
？So yesterday she said yesterday my daughter took me to the doctor and they said I had heart failure.
所以她已经肺积水，一直喘气，脚肿起来，一点嘛，然后。已经连坐都坐不起来了。
So her lungs have been filled with fluid, and her legs are swollen. She can't even sit up.
医生说大概不行了。
The doctor said,
你要在这里还是回家？
Well, there's not much for you. So do you want to stay here or go home?
哇，感谢主，怎么我们刚好来这样子
？And we said, thank God.
他说传道帮我按手。
She asked, Pastor, can you lay hands on me?
我老实告诉你，我没有那个信心，按下去它会好。我真的没有那个，我不是这样想的。
So, just to be honest, I have no faith that I can lay hands and she will be able to get up.
我诚实告诉你，那个时候我心里面想说。主啊，怜悯我们，这好可怜。那不要再让我办丧事了，
and、
我真的办得有点难过。
So what I prayed was, thank God, please have mercy on us, so that we will not have to hold the memorial service.
你看我这个传道多没信心，我是这样祷告的。
See how little faith I have, and that's how I pray, because it's just too sad going to the memorial service.
哎呀，按手，主啊，可怜可怜，可怜他，也可怜我，这样子而已、啊。
So I prayed, saying, Lord, please have pity on her and on me.、
啊、我走了。
And then I left.
那个晚上他。拄着拐杖一个人走来教会。
And that night, she came to church with a cane.
拉住我的手说：“哇，传道有神迹，你按手，我马上全部都好了。”
And she held onto my hand and said, "Pastor, there's a miracle. You laid hands, and I was better."
我马上把他手甩开，吓死了，那不是我啊。
And let go of her hand immediately. I said, "That's not me."
那是神。
That's God.
因为我根本连这样祷告都没这样祷告，你能够理解吗
？Because that wasn't what I prayed for.
但是耶稣在那里，你要感谢神，不要感谢我。
So Jesus was here, not me. So you should thank him and not me.
你看我多少时候这样就反正就遇到耶稣在那里。
And so it's these circumstances where I
actually see God. 我是这样子，现在还在那边当传道啊。
And this is how I continue to be a pastor.
所以我告诉你们一个秘诀：有信徒跪在会堂里面祷告三个小时。
So let me tell you a secret. So there are some members who will pray for three hours.
然后站起来愁眉苦脸的说。传道帮我祷告、哦、你祷告三小时还我帮你祷告
and they get up and they are so weary in their face and they say pastor please pray for me I'm like thinking you pray for three hours why should I still how can I do more
我后来学会一个秘诀了
so I learned a secret
我说祷告是对的要祷告要交托
praying is good because you're entrusting God
但是不要只一直跪在那里为自己的事情一直在祷告
but you should not just continue to kneel and pray for your
own thing 祷告的时候耶稣已经听完了 OK I know 他就走掉了
because Jesus Christ will say OK I got it I know and he'll go somewhere else
他知道了他就安排好他就走掉他走去哪里你知道了吧
so he already knows what he needs to do so he's off to doing something else
他好忙的
he's very busy
他走去他要去的那些人那里
He needs to go to where people need him.
所以如果你很久没遇到耶稣的，你希望再遇到耶稣，你知道要去哪里找了吗
？So if you haven't seen God in a long time and you want to see Him, do you know where you need to go?
你要常常去耶稣的心上人那里。
You need to go to where of God's heart is.
那些盼望神救恩的，在痛苦当中的那些孤儿寡妇，那些生病的人那里。
You need to go to where people are longing for Him, the orphans, the widows, the people who desperately need Him.
我告诉你呢，你在像我一样一天到晚跪在传道房。找不到耶稣的啦。
If you are like me, constantly kneeling down in the pastor room, you won't see God.
我告诉你，你去那里会常常遇到耶稣。
Because if you go there, then you will see Him.
你会发觉原来主你在这里啊。
And you'll realize, wow, Jesus Christ, this is where you are.
你的信心会再次生发。
And your faith will grow.
时间超过了，对不起，先
讲
到这里啊。
So this ends my testimony.
好，我们就时间关系不用唱诗，我们就一起跪下来祷告做个结束。
We'll skip the hymn singing and let us kneel down to pray.
小弟没有恩赐，常常超过时间，请原谅。
So apologies for lacking in the gift of keeping with the time.
我们一方感谢主。
And we thank God.
二方面求神继续引领我们下午的行程。
We also continue to ask God to guide our afternoon journey.
也为了我们的信心跟那些有需要的人。
So for our faith and for those who need Him.
还有明天的圣礼。
And also tomorrow's holy sacrament.
一同跪下感谢祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray in thanksgiving.
谢谢